Chapter 2. The Advert for the Newspaper. "Listen, kids," Daniel said. "I want to tell you something. I've got a new job. I'm going to be a model at the art college in town. The students are learning to draw the human body, and they're going to draw mine. What do you think?" Natty didn't understand.
"But you're an actor," she said. "Not a model. Models just wear strange clothes and they never smile. You always smile, so you can't be a model, Daddy."
Chris and Lydia laughed.
"Dad isn't going to model clothes," Lydia explained. "This is different."
"Yes," said Daniel. "I just have to stand or sit in one position for an hour and the students will draw me." He stood on one leg, with the other leg in the air, like a ballerina. The children laughed. He looked very funny.
"Maybe it's all right then," Natty said. "Is it a fun job?"
"Well, it's not as much fun as acting," said Daniel. "But that's life, and it's better than nothing. If I work, I'll have some money, and then sometimes we can go to the cinema." Suddenly, the doorbell rang. Daniel opened the door. It was Miranda.
"I'm sorry, I'm a bit early to take the kids," she said, "but I have to take an advert to the local newspaper now."
"What kind of advert?" Daniel asked. "Are you selling something?"
"No," Miranda answered. "I need a home help to take care of the children because I've got a lot of work at the moment. And the babysitter can't come every day. Natty returns from school at 3:30 p.m. and I can't be at home. Look, here's the advert," she continued. "It'll be in the newspaper on Saturday. Wanted: responsible home help to take care of 3 children, aged 12, 10 and 6. Monday to Friday, after school, 3:30 till 7. Some cooking and cleaning. Telephone 1287 431 844. Evenings."
Daniel and the 3 children read it. "That isn't necessary, Miranda," said Daniel. "I can take care of the children. They can come here after school. We'll have a great time together. I'll enjoy it and the kids will enjoy it too. I don't see them very often now."
"No, Daniel," Miranda said in a firm voice. "It's better if they come home, do their homework, watch some TV, and have a healthy dinner. They need a normal life."
Miranda saw that Daniel and the children looked very disappointed.
"I'm sorry," she said, "but it isn't easy to be a working mother. I work very hard, and I worry about the children. Please try to understand."
Natty started to cry.
I don't want to be with a stranger," she exclaimed. "I want to come to Daddy's flat after school."
Chris gave her a tissue. "It'll be okay," he said. "You'll see." But his eyes were sad too. A tear ran down his cheek and fell on the advert. Chris wiped it quickly.
"Sorry," he said.
"Oops, now the phone number isn't clear." Miranda put her arms round Chris and they all went to sit on the sofa. Then Daniel had a brilliant idea.
"Don't worry, Miranda. I'll take care of the advert," he said.
He took a pen and wrote the phone number more clearly. But he wrote it with a little change. Instead of 431-844, he wrote 432-844. "Now, all the home helps will ring the wrong number," he thought. "Miranda won't find her responsible home help. Then she'll have to send the children to me." Daniel put the advert into an envelope quickly, closed it,
and gave it to Miranda. "Here it is," he said. "It's ready for the newspaper."
Miranda got up and put the envelope in her bag. The children took their coats and their school bags, and they all left Daniel's flat.
"Bye, Dad," they shouted as they left the flat. "Thanks for dinner."
"Bye, kids," Daniel answered, trying to smile. He came into the flat and closed the front door. "Now I must wait 4 more days to see them again," he thought. He wasn't smiling now.